Welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life and to make every day a day of heaven on earth. I'm here with you, thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, each week, this time on Fridays. My name is Maureen St. Germain, International Transformational Teacher, author, and intuitive. I work with individuals providing insightful information from their guides through my connection into the Akashic Records. I wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and have taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Our customers tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. I've also taught the Flower of Life workshop, the Merkaba meditation, for over 15 years, and have released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. My company, Transformational Enterprises, developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. I also write for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, I intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire and grow your connection to the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Each week, you'll learn tools and tips from our guests. Our very special guest this week is Gregory Sands, who has been bringing novel concepts to the Western culture from the age of 19, when he and his brother Craig opened the historic Seed Restaurant in 1968 in London. Within a few years, their Harmony Whole Foods, Whole Earth Foods, was the country's first and foremost source of natural and organic foods. In 1982, Greg created in Christian the original veggie burger. Then, in 1988, he moved to from the food industry to fractals, something near and dear to me and those of you who have read my genie book, and opened a shop dedicated to the new chaos theory, publishing and licensing fractal art worldwide. This led to his first book called Uncommon Sense, The State is Out of Date, Exploring the Lessons Chaos Theory Has for Humanity. His new book, Son of God, was recently published by Wiser Books, which, as he puts it, is the biggest elephant in the room that you could ever imagine unveiled. Welcome, Gregory.
Pleasure to be here.
So I'm very interested. The title is written in a very interesting way, Son of God, S-U-N, and then of, and then G with a capital O, and then D. Why did you do that?
I did that. The Son of God, the Son is obviously spelled S-U-N, not S-O-N. And I put the zero in the middle because I didn't want to confuse readers with the biblical God, who's got a capital G and refers to a specific character. And I'm talking about a more of the oneness God, the all is one, zero. And that is also, you know, more representative of the sun itself, that big circle. So I put that in there lest people get confused and think I'm extending the
Bible
somehow.
You obviously represent the cutting edge of thought and awareness. So the question I would ask next is, what brought you to this place where you have this deep awareness of the sun, and what is it that you are telling us as the sun is the sun God?
The sun is a living being, a conscious being, that has rightly been accorded deity status by former cultures wherever you went in the world, any century, any culture, any continent you pick. That was commonly known to be the case. So I'm not saying it's God with a capital G that created everything, but it's certainly our representative of the life force. I mean, everything that we are, we owe to the sun. It's obviously just one of billions of stars, but that is our closest connection to God.
Are you a sun eater, someone who eats the sun?
I'm a sun gazer. I absorb the sun's rays, and I love that because that's vibrations coming from this character, and those vibrations were originally matter inside the sun. the matter which has been turned into energy in the nuclear fusion reaction going on in the core of the sun. So that matter is turned to energy. We absorb that energy into our bodies. You could say that's eating the sun if you like, but I also love my food.
Well, I certainly love food too, but I've always been intrigued by people who do survive just on the sun's rays. And I find it fascinating. And it sounds to me like your book is so much more broad.
For me, the main point to get through is that the sun is conscious. And it's when you study it, when you look at what's going on, nothing could be more obvious and more natural. And what's really unnatural is to think that it isn't. And that's the key point, because once you have that in place, so many other things follow. The actual implications of that are enormous, and they make sense of so much else. I also call it the key to the cosmic jigsaw puzzle, because this is the most important character in our movie, and until we realize that and realize the nature of that character, we're going to be missing the plot, continuing to miss the plot.
And how long have you been pursuing this line of thinking?
When I was 18, I had a sort of remarkable experience which led me to realize the sun was not some dead ball of gas, that there was somebody in there, some consciousness there. But I never did anything with it. It was only in the year 2000, beginning of this millennium, I started to write a book about this subject, because I've always liked bringing brand new things to the culture. You mentioned some of my history there, and when my brother and I started introducing natural and organic foods to the diet, the hardest thing we had was convincing people that what we ate affected our health. And people thought we were nuts. You know, nobody had that in place. Now it seems absolutely natural common sense to many people. Veggie burgers, nobody thought there was a market for veggie burgers. Who's going to eat that sort of a thing? So I like doing new things, because people often tell me I'm brave for doing new things, but I like to look for the top of the hill that nobody's defending and go up there and wave the flag and say, hey.
Yes. Well, as a practicing numerologist, I can say that you probably carry a lot of the number one energy, which is those who bring initiatory or new concepts to the reality. And, you know, you don't need to be the person that carries it forever. You simply bring it to the forefront, and then you're off to the next special new project that needs to be brought forward.
That's right. And this is such an important project. It's the more I worked on the book, the most surprising thing to me was that we'd lost this knowledge. And it was sort of, you have to realize that for many centuries, anybody who thought this way was burned at the stake. It was, you know, it was considered worse than murder, rape, anything.
Well, you know, I take people to Egypt, and I found personally for me that I had an experience when I was in one of the temples at Luxor that I was given a chant that was Amun-Ra. And
right.
I did not know these names. I was not informed or trained in Egyptology. I had no knowledge. And how this chant came through me was very... it was wonderful, but it was also unsettling because I was unfamiliar and I was afraid I was leading my group down some strange path that even I didn't know what we were doing. And then later discovered that that was one of the names of God that was used by the ancient Egyptians.
Yeah. And we have so much interest today from, you know, learned scholars in ancient Egypt, in the Druids and, you know, Stonehenge over here we go to. The Mayan calendar, the Mayan culture is getting lots of interest. People feel some synergy with the Native Americans and the way that they lived closer to the land. And whilst all these scholars are studying these things and writing books about them, they seem to not recognize that there was one common thread that ran through them all, which is recognition of the sun as a god who had a major influence upon our lives. And that seems to get skipped over when we're studying the the measurements of the pyramid and wondering how they built them and all of this other information, which is actually less important than the core message, which
well,
you picked up intuitively in Egypt.
When we come back, we will learn more from Gregory Sams. He is found at www.gregorysams.com. You are listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We will be right back to learn more about the true scientists, astronomers, and cosmologists who are interested in the Son of God.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
So this may sound simple, but when you're planning a road trip, you have to figure out where you're going first. With the Take Shape for Life program, the destination is living life at optimal health. So what does that mean? It means more energy. It means less medications. And yes, it means losing the extra pounds, which is actually part of the getting there. Talk to a Take Shape for Life health coach who's been there. Listen to their story and their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
The Reconnection presents the 8th Annual U.S. Mastery Conference in Los Angeles, October 8th through the 10th. Celebrate the reconnection of science, healing, and consciousness, and join this once-in-a-lifetime group of world-renowned speakers, authors, scientists, and luminaries. Elevate your health and happiness to new levels and connect to your true healing mastery. Featured speakers John Holland, Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza, Danyan and Catherine Brinkley, Raymond Moody, William Tiller, Eric Pearl, and more will reveal new insights for the reconnection of healing, science, and consciousness. Register now at TheReconnection.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Welcome back. This is Maureen St. Germain. You're listening to Heaven Sent, talk radio to help you make every day a day of heaven on earth. We are interviewing Gregory Sams today, and I am very interested in his work and the whole idea of the Son of God and what is the Son, and the Son is a living, sentient being, which I personally have always felt. And I'd like, before we go back to Gregory, just to remind you, you can order your aromandalas from us at our website, www.maureenstgermain.com, MaureenstGermain.com. And what are aromandalas? They're essential oil blends that will help you clear emotional wounds and balance yourself much faster than you can do by any other kind of processing, as it works emotional wounds for complete healing without necessarily having to do the outer work that most people have to do. We also have guided meditation CDs and books for you to look at and use in your own spiritual progress. Today we are interviewing Gregory Sams, who has recently released a book, Son of God. It is out and published by Wiser Books, and it's a book about the idea of the Son as a living being. And before we took our break, we were speaking a lot about the mythology that predates our current culture that led us to believe or support the fact that the Son is the central core being in our galaxy and solar system. And yet, in today's modern world, we don't seem to have as much evidence, although I hope that Gregory has some good information for us on the way things are moving in this direction. So, you know, have you found any scientists or people of the scientific community that are looking at what you are writing about and saying, yeah, I think that there's merit there?
I found one. I found one astronomer, Lucy Green in the UK, and I put this point to her after a little short lecture she gave, and she said maybe she was missing, you know, maybe we scientists are missing the big picture, she said, because she was very involved in magnetic fields, one aspect of the sun, and she thought maybe, but that's not her field. And I think most scientists, they still conform to a taboo which the church placed upon them, because for centuries the church ran all the schools and universities and taught the scientists their knowledge, so and forbade them to study anything of a spiritual nature, because that was the church's turf. And I wish they would. I wish they would let go of this taboo and open their minds up to spiritual things of the spirit that are invisible, because I'd rather have them looking into it than religious leaders, actually.
Uh-huh. Well, I certainly agree. You know, I believe that the whole basis of the scientific method was developed in response to the church's hyper-control of every piece of scientific knowledge out there. And what's interesting to me is, you know, Copernicus was put to the stake, I believe, for his theory in the 1500s that said that the sun was the center of the solar system, and even fellow scientists who believed him and, you know, worked on that theory with him then testified against him because they did not want to risk their families and their own livelihoods. But what I think is so interesting is this was on NPR 2 days ago. So it's very to me that this is, and National Public Radio is NPR, by the way.
But Copernicus, in fact, died of natural causes after his book was published. So he probably would have been burnt at the stake, but he beat them to it. But it was after him, Giordano Bruno was put to the stake. And he was the first one to realize that the sun was not even the center of the universe, because Copernicus and Galileo thought it was the sun was the center of the universe instead of the earth. Bruno recognized that the sun was a star, like other stars. He was the first person in history to ever know that. And he also recognized that the sun and stars were a life form. And this is probably why he was put to the stake. And he was 7 years there. He was tortured beforehand. And when they actually tied him to the stake, they also tied his tongue, because they didn't want him preaching to the crowd or telling the crowd about his ideas while they were lighting the fire. So he was the, and after him, of course, when Galileo was threatened, he shut up and recanted and lived a life in house arrest. But yeah, the church was very frightened of this idea, because it brought the sun back into its rightful position in our cosmology.
So what are the most interesting aspects of the sun to you?
Well, to me, what amazed me when I was studying it, working on researching the book, was the multiplicity of features and functions of the sun. It's not know, people think it's a hot ball of gas. It's seven different distinct levels to the sun, each of them performing totally different functions, some of them turning around each other at different speeds. And this is a complex organism that is creating not just the light of life, but also very complex energy fields that move in and around the sun's surface that we know very little about. And it is the source of our energy. All the energy with which we experience our existence is recycled sunlight. 93% of the material in our body is recycled stardust. We're absolute stellar beings. And it's as if we're human beings and we don't know that we have parents and ancestors. We're spiritual orphans with as long as we go about not recognizing the nature of our local star.
So it sounds like your book also includes some useful scientific knowledge to help underscore a belief system.
Yes. There's the scientific knowledge we have about the sun certainly does make it a more rational thought to think that this is a life form than a ball of gas. And we have to remember that our life is energy. You know, the part that we call living is invisible. The rest is just mechanics that support that. The sun is a huge energy manifestation. It's got a connection, a permanent connection to the Earth. It's described as a tube that connects the Earth to the sun, through which tons of high-energy particles flow every 8 minutes, like clockwork, back and forth.
Okay, say that again. What is it that connects the Earth to the sun?
It's they call the connection a flux transfer event. It's like a huge magnetic connection. You could call it a tube, but it's not sort of defined.
That's the word I heard you use, and I thought, a tube?
Yeah, it's could you call it a cord, a connection? I found this out from NASA. It was discovered a couple of years after I'd finished writing my book. And they call it a flux transfer event, is this 8-minute exchange of tons of high-energy particles going back and forth. We're very connected to the sun. And all the information I've found out about the sun since I wrote the book has just underscored what I'm saying in the book.
So what would be the biggest message you have of this, the writing of the book?
The biggest message is to connect with the sun, because the sunlight that's reaching us is those vibrations. The reason we feel happy on a bright sunny day is because receiving these vibrations of love coming from the character that supports us. You don't feel great when you switch on the lights brightly in a room and turn the central heating up. But there's something about the character of the sun that makes us feel good, and we shouldn't be frightened of the sunlight. People are tending to regard sunlight as something dangerous we should hide from. It's the most important vibration we can receive. It's so good, not just for vitamin D, but for our well-being and for lots of our other bodily functions. We should get out in the sunlight and let it heal us and make us whole.
I'm noticing, if I have this the correct one on Amazon.com, your co-author is Graham Hancock, who is quite well known for a lot of his ancient geological type discoveries.
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
He was very excited by my book, very excited by it. And England's leading astronomer, Jonathan Kainer, found out about my book, and it completely turned his life upside down. He said it's just everything has changed for him as an astrologer, because this was so obvious to him, but he had never recognized it. And he now understood why what he was talking about works.
Excellent.
And that was very exciting.
So although we are out of time, I encourage you, dear listener, to go out to Amazon.com and order this book, Son of God, and you will spell it S-U-N-O-F-G-O-D. I've tried putting it in the zero as Gregory did it in his discussion, and it's not available that way. You are invited to go to Gregory's website, which is www.gregorysams.com. This is Maureen St. Germain, and you are listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We are so happy to have you as our listener. Join us each week at this time. Thanks for listening.